is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
Good afternoon and welcome to the first edition of Nation Radio. We're here every Saturday between noon and 2, and we invite your calls at 426-TEAM, 426-8326. Some blog questions and comments I'm going to pass along. Speeds asked me about Bogosian, if I've heard any rumors about Bogosian coming to Edmonton and whether Hamsky would be involved. Haven't heard anything, Speeds. As a matter of fact, I honestly doubt that that is a deal that is in the making. Craig Ramsey's a pretty smart guy, and Bogosian is a stud defenseman, 20 years old. Hemsky's a guy who's going to require a contract in Atlanta. That might nix it right there. On the Oilers Nation blog, Steve Smith said, Low Tide, you say Taylor Hall is becoming a target for opposition NHL teams, even at this early stage of his career, but isn't superior road production an indication of the opposite, that to the limited extent that Rennie's doing any line matching at all, he's being thrown out against tougher competition at home, but on the road, when the opponent has last change, they're targeting other lines. And that's a very good point by Steve Smith. Also, by the way, you can drop by the Oilers Nation blog today, where we have a game day thread as well. If you want to drop off some comments, we'll do our best to get them to them before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Another comment here comes from Krakenbury. He says, expect to see Hemsky traded. Another case of wanting out of town, only this time it's not because of the girlfriend. Hopefully it's done with some class. Oilers are fixed on Larson right now, but a trade for Bogosian allows them to go after a center at the draft. Prying Shen away from LA puts them back on track for Larson, and getting Boston's Toronto pick is the third option. Any of the above trades might happen, but you can take it to the bank. Hemsky is gone at the deadline, which I find very interesting. And we have one more comment that we can take from the Oilers Nation blog, and it goes like this. Low Tide, thanks for John Short, and thanks for a bit John Short being a regular. He's one of a kind. Your radio show is freaking awesome, and that's from Pelham Grenville. You can always get comments on this show when you say things like that. Our phone number again is 426-TEAM, that's 426-8326. And as we mentioned before, this is Nation Radio. Give you a little background on the show. We really want to appeal across some demographics here, both on the Oilers Nation blog and also on the show. I want to talk to old-timey guys like me. We want to talk to the Todd Marchand Overtime Group, the Ryan Smith Upset About the Trade Group, and the 2006 Summer Group, the folks who enjoyed the Stanley Cup run, Dwayne Roloson trade and all that during the spring. And there's a Taylor Hall group out there we'd like to appeal to as well. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have Kirk Ludicky. He's from the Bruins Draft Watch. And we'll also do a feature called Tracers, where we look back on players of the past. This is something that we've been requested to do on the blog as well. And it gives an opportunity for those who've never heard of the old-timey players, maybe WHA and early NHL players, to get an update, and those who remember these players to find out exactly where they are at this point in their career, or if they're out of hockey, if they're retired, where they're living, and what exactly they're doing. So we're looking forward to getting an update here from, I believe Jason Greger is going to be talking to us. Let's take a break right now and see if we can tune in to Jason Greger. We'll take a break and see if we can get an update from Jason before the top of the hour.